This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 26. Life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 8. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to others I speak in parables, so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Have you ever been so wrapped up in your work that even when you're at home, you're not really all there? Have you ever been so consumed by worry that you hardly notice the rich blessings around you? Have you been driven to reach the next pay grade, get that new car with all the bells and whistles, or scoop up that new smartphone that no one else has yet? Or how about that slick new boat, that lakeside property, or even that amazing new power tool? If something like that is driving you, it's time to step back, take a deep breath, and ask God if you're doing the right thing. The pleasures and distractions Jesus is talking about in this parable don't have to be sinful to choke our maturity in the Christian life. Be honest with yourself and the Lord. It's not wrong to enjoy great blessings, to set goals for building a business, or to have a bucket list. But it would be a huge mistake to let anything but the Lord be your motivator. If we're distracted or driven by life's troubles and worries, or by trends, gadgets, or gains, and the pleasures they seem to offer, we won't grow mature in the truly good life God intends for us. Instead, we'll let those things take over in our lives, choking out the rich and full life God wants us to enjoy forever. Pray with me. Your parables, Lord Jesus, often give us a wake-up call. Guide our thoughts and actions each day that we may live the best life possible, centered on your word for living. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.